Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on Software as a Service or SaaS Solutions for the Mid-Market. I'm joined today by Jeff Kaplan. Jeff Kaplan is the founder of Think Strategies, a strategic IT consulting firm. And prior to this, he was a leading industry analyst at IDC, DataQuest, and Meta Group, and a successful senior marketing executive at InterOps Management Solutions and International Network Services, or INS. Jeff has more than 20 years of experience and recognized expertise in IT management, managed services, utility computing, and outsourcing trends. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me, Karen. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about SaaS solutions for the mid-market. I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking Jeff to answer a number of questions about today's topic, and he'll discuss how the major industry players are developing and positioning their SaaS solutions to serve the mid-market. So, Jeff, can you tell us who are the major players in the SaaS market that mid-market CIOs should know about?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to talk about Salesforce.com, who's been the pioneer of the software as a service movement. It, of course, is primarily focused on the customer relationship management and Salesforce automation markets, but with its AppExchange, with some of the other ventures it's gotten itself into, it's expanding its application portfolio and its platform capabilities to address a wider array of business requirements as well as application development capabilities in this mid-market, as well as a larger enterprise and small-scale business arenas. Along with Salesforce, the other prominent names in this marketplace are NetSuite, which is focused primarily on financial systems management and enterprise resource planning type of application, so more of the back office as opposed to Salesforce's focus on the front office. There's another company called Workday, which was founded by Dave Duffield of PeopleSoft fame. There is a company in the talent or human capital management space called SuccessFactors. A couple other companies in that realm are Taleo and Authoria, which is based in my neck of the woods in the Boston area. And then there are a variety and growing number of companies who are focused on collaboration and project management and a wide array of other areas of business need, which are now being addressed by a variety of SaaS players.
Okay, and what unique strategies and solutions are the major ISVs, such as Microsoft, SAP, and Oracle, developing for the mid-market?
Well, in truth, those established, or what I like to call incumbent software vendors, are playing a catch-up game in this SaaS environment because they're so deeply ensconced in the traditional packaged on-premise legacy application world, they're having a difficult time trying to figure out where they want to play and how they're going to play in the new world of on-demand software as a service solutions. Because those solutions entail a different product architecture, a different service or solution delivery capability, different pricing models, revenue recognition models, and even sales and support methodologies. So these represent major challenges for each of these companies. And in response, they each have their own strategies for trying to respond to what is a real movement, this SaaS phenomena. So in the case of Microsoft, they've come up with a strategy they're calling software plus services. So instead of offering up services or service-based software solutions that would compete with their existing software products, they've provided or developed rather a series of services that instead extend those product capabilities into a web environment and provide an additional set of services that you can add on top of your existing products. In the case of SAP, they have something they call Business by Design, which is aimed squarely at the mid-market. But the truth is they haven't quite yet gotten that product out to market. It's a challenge for them to try to figure out how to build a common platform for what they've seen in the past is a highly customized requirement, that is ERP and other enterprise apps. So in the past, the folks at SAP might have offered up a platform which the customer would customize. today, the customer is looking for a more standardized service, and SAP is trying to figure out how to devise that kind of solution to meet that mid-market requirement. And meanwhile, Oracle has figured out how to cut a path between all of these options. First of all, they acquired Siebel, of course, which had an on-demand option with its CRM solution, and they've been pushing that. Secondly, they've provided a hosting alternative for their customers. So customers can buy, you know, an Oracle application and then have Oracle host that application for them. And now Oracle is also exploring other forms of software as a service solutions to meet the varying needs of its customer base. So they each have adopted different strategies and are evolving those strategies as they get to know the SaaS market more thoroughly.
Okay, and can you elaborate on some of the specific offerings that SaaS vendors are developing to meet mid-market needs?
Well, Think Strategies 3 years ago recognized the SaaS marketplace was growing quite rapidly and decided to, in fact, create a online directory called the SaaS Showplace where a lot of these offerings could be shown so that customers could find them based upon specific application requirements or industry application needs. And as a result, we now have over 700 companies listed on this directory with over 3,000 offerings across 80 different categories. The bottom line being that a mid-market company could probably find a SaaS alternative to a traditional on-premise application in almost any area, whether it's front or back office, whether it's for internal purposes or for external needs, whether it's for e-commerce or supply chain, whether it's for a specific industry or horizontal requirement. So the mid-market companies who we are advising, we're able to talk with them about their basic business needs and suggest to them that they really should seriously consider SaaS options as a viable alternative to traditional on-premise products. And we're finding that our clients are having tremendous success, not only making that transition to these on-demand alternatives, but also integrating them with their existing on-premise software.
Are you seeing, just a follow-up to that, are you seeing a trend in the mid-market that mid-market CIOs are using SaaS for new applications or also for replacing present applications?
It's a mix of both, and what's interesting is that, of course, many mid-market companies could not afford the luxury of traditional legacy enterprise applications either because the upfront perpetual license fee was too much, or the deployment and ongoing management of those applications were going to entail too many resources. So SaaS allows them to get by those obstacles because it is a pay-as-you-go type of approach that can be adopted on a much more incremental basis to meet their variable needs and to move what was once a capital expense now into the operating expense line. So in some cases, they're filling gaps. In other cases, they are actually replacing the legacy app because that app didn't fulfill their needs or was too cumbersome to maintain. And they're finding that SaaS alternatives can be adopted more easily, more economically, and more effectively to meet their business objectives. But what's very interesting, to answer your very specific question around the IT management and IT decision makers, is that there's now a new wave of SaaS solutions aimed at helping IT departments manage their IT operations. And this is a real milestone for the SaaS movement because in the past, the SaaS solutions that we've seen have been primarily focused on the business user. And in truth, many IT organizations were not very comfortable with those SaaS solutions because they didn't feel they could properly control them and manage them. Now they're finding out that not only are those solutions reliable and secure and can maintain the privacy of the organization, but now there's this new generation of SaaS solutions that can actually make the IT manager's job easier and help them achieve their own day-to-day objectives and hopefully make them more in line with the corporate objectives and helping the corporation meet those needs long-term.
So how do SaaS needs and offerings differ between the mid-market and enterprise companies?
Well, it depends at what end of that mid-market you really sit. It's a wide segment of this marketplace. And the truth is that most of the leading SaaS vendors, those that I mentioned earlier, have designed their applications so that they can really span a wide array of companies, right from the smallest companies who might be adopting it for the first time in a very limited fashion, all the way up to the largest of enterprises. So, for instance, if you look at Salesforce.com, for many years, its average deployment size was well below 20 users. But today, that same application is being aimed at the largest of enterprises. In fact, in many cases, some of the most conservative, those being the financial services market. And their most recent wins have included companies with over 40 or 50,000 users. By the same token, if you look at some of the human capital or talent management companies I mentioned, they have been designing their solutions to start with a mid-sized market user who would evolve ultimately to become a large-scale user of their applications. So the scalability of SaaS is one of its key attributes, and therefore mid-market companies have found it's a safe bet moving in the SaaS direction because they don't have to worry about the same kind of onerous updates and upgrade processes that they had to contend with in the old legacy world.
Okay, and finally, can you give me or give our audience a list of the best suited applications that mid-market companies should consider for a SaaS model today?
Well, that's a tough one only because, as I indicated before, there are so many good applications across so many areas. But let me put it or answer the question in a different fashion, and that is probably starting with SaaS as a way to fill unmet needs. Getting used to SaaS and the way in which it works in those environments and then growing your adoption of SaaS or expanding, I should say, that adoption of SaaS to address not only unmet needs, but again, to possibly serve as a replacement for those legacy applications that never really fulfilled their promise. So it could be, for instance, using a SaaS application to support your collaborative requirements because maybe your employees are working more often remotely because they can't afford to put gas in those cars to get them to the central office. And there are plenty of SaaS applications today that encourage that kind of remote collaboration. Or it could mean, again, around CRM and Salesforce automation to improve sales productivity, which is so essential today because of the increase in competition and the diminishing customer loyalty. Or it could mean other kinds of marketing applications that also enhance your ability to communicate with your customer base or partners. And then finally, there's a new area, or relatively new area, of SaaS solutions aimed at partner networks and supply chains. So any of those areas might be a good place to start. And also keep in mind, once again, because most of our listeners, I'm sure, are probably in the IT departments responsible for making the decisions about acquiring these applications from an IT perspective, keep in mind that there are now plenty of IT-oriented solutions that you can test and utilize and leverage to meet your needs that can give you the confidence that these kinds of applications can also be used to meet the needs of your business end users and corporate executives.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Jeff Kaplan for joining us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.